Zane.
Hello.
We choose you. I choose you. I know when that hotline blink. Okay, Shawn Mendes, you're up. I know I can treat you better than he can. DNCE, finish this. Always your winning station.
Biggest little radio.
All right, so Robert from the Fernley Reporter joins us here to talk about what's going on in Fernley. So what's going on in Fernley, Robert?
Not much. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Welcome to the show. Not much going on in Fernley, really?
There's always a lot going on here. Along with your travel, the traffic tip you just gave out, there's a crew doing some shoulder work over on westbound I-80, so if you're headed toward Reno, be careful through there. It's over by the rest area here a couple miles west of town, and they've got one lane closed for about a half a mile, so slow down and be careful if you're going into Reno.
Great. Thank you for that. So what else is going on? What's up with Fernley? Tell us.
Well, with us, Fernley Reporter, now we're into October, and we're about five weeks from the election. So we'll have a lot of election-type stuff coming up here over the next month or so as we get ready for Election Day and early voting starting on October 22nd. So people that are going to get in there, vote before Election Day. And so we'll be having a lot of stories. Some of the ballot questions that are coming up, there's some important questions here. Lyon County question one, the city of Fernley has a ballot question, the fire department is asking for a property tax increase. So we'll have stories kind of explaining what these requests are for, and also some profiles of some of the candidates for different seats representing this area. So
now, can you tell us about this question one? Is this going to intercede with the gun control question one? Because is that also on our local ballot, or is that only Washoe County?
Well, the state gun control, that's a state ballot question.
All right, so that's a state ballot question. Yes, one. And then we have a county
Lyon question County one. Lyon County, okay. Question one will be about whether or not we can increase fuel tax by 3 cents a gallon. And most of that money obviously comes here in Fernley, which is mostly the truck stops that sell a lot of diesel here. That's a countywide question. Along those lines, the city has an advisory question, which is asking basically for permission to go to the legislature. If this question passes, the city can't do anything yet. The city's question would authorize them to go to the legislature in the next session and ask the legislature for their permission to impose either a fuel tax or a room tax, and then that money would be used here for street repairs and that type of stuff. And that's one thing that some people are confused about. That is a completely different ballot question than the county's ballot question asking for a 3 cent, because the county's already got the permission from the legislature to do this. If the county question passes, there's a 3 cent tax increase on gas. The city is asking to do an additional to that, but they can't do it if it passes. They still have to go back and get approval of the legislature. Along those lines, Assemblywoman Robin Titus, who is the representative for District 38, which is represents most of Lyon County and all of Churchill County. It doesn't. There's part of Dayton that's in District 39. She has representatives are allowed to submit 5 bills in a session. She is saving one of her bills for Fernley's question, assuming the question passes. If it doesn't pass, then it's a moot point.
And that's why I asked, because we wanted to give some clarification to this, because we don't want to, just in case for those who may be confused in regards to, well, wait a minute, I've been seeing a lot of TV ads about question one, and And then here we are talking about a question one. So to clarify, there's a county question one and there's a state question one. The state question one relating to the gun control situation, and the county question one relating to
the fuel tax,
which we definitely would love to see pass, because if we see that pass, it's going to benefit not now, but definitely later. It'll it'll allow us to receive benefits off of that tax, and that money stay here in Fernley, which is of course something that we really really need. And and that fuel tax will be, of course, we have a lot of you know, the top three gas stations right off the highway that are big truck stops, and you know, a lot of those truckers, you know, they may not be too happy with that little increase, but you know, it's not going to affect us as much as, you know, as much, right?
Well, Washoe County's gas tax is 27 cents a gallon higher than Lyon County's, which is why our gas here is so much cheaper than it is in Reno. So 3 cents a gallon is still going to be significantly less. And the way that would work is the if that passes and it goes into effect, then the money goes to the Department of Transportation, and then it gets dispersed back to the city and the county through the Regional Transportation Commission. So even the portion that goes to the state, though, has to be spent in Lyon County.
All right. Well, I'm glad we got to clarify that. So that's put on the table for you guys. Also, don't forget, if you're Fernley School and anywhere here in Fernley, you have a student or teacher that you know you would like to have recognized, we're doing two contests, one for Teacher of the Week, one for Student of the Month. And that, of course, is being done here at Big Soda Radio. We invite you to nominate your favorite teacher by listening for the nomination window to open, which right now it is open until 5 o'clock. So if you want to nominate your favorite teacher to win free lunch courtesy of the Gourmet Deli, you can do that by texting us, 775-737-2344, and let us know the name of the teacher and what school they go to. So a little addition to the Teacher of the Week thing, another big shout-out to the Fernley High School Band. They won their competition on Saturday. That was awesome.
Yeah, they got two first place awards. For one was for the woodwinds, and one was for the guard. So really, really cool for those guys.
Oh, they were really excited. I could hear them screaming and chanting right after the homecoming dance. Of course, I was honored to and privileged to be their DJ for their homecoming dance, which was packed house. Packed until the end, and then after we were closing down all of our stuff and putting our stuff away, we could hear the high school band. They were outside chanting with excitement, and just so much great energy. So we love that support and the spirit that they show. So good job, Fernley High School.
Yeah, awesome. And they performed after the football game on Friday night also, and I'm hearing that they're making progress towards being able to send the kids to Washington, D.C. for the Independence Day Parade, and they have about 3 more months before they have to come up with the first installment towards that payment. So if you haven't donated yet, it's a very worthy cause, and it's an outstanding band. If you have not heard them, get out to a football game or get out to they'll be having concerts coming up here through the fall season. So you get out sometime and listen to the band. It's just incredible how much that band has grown and improved in the last 5 years.
By all means, yes. Make sure you take advantage and help out as much as you possibly can. What else we got going on, Robert?
Well, the other Fernley-centric ballot question that's coming up is the fire district's request for property tax increase. So if you have a question about that, Fire Chief Scott Huntley is going to be hosting coffee with the fire chief this Saturday morning, and that's going to be at the fire station on Main Street at 9 a.m. and there'll be donuts there and a chance to find out more about what the fire station, what the fire department is doing and their situation. But if you have questions about what that money would go for their tax increase, if that were to be approved, you can talk directly to Chief Huntley and he can tell you what their plans might be. One of the interesting things is the city and the fire department are not allowed to campaign for these increases. So he might be able to tell you privately, you know, to vote for it, but they're not allowed to get out and say, please vote for this. So, but if you have questions and if you're undecided as to whether you are in favor of this or opposed to it, by all means, you should come to the fire station 9 o'clock Saturday morning and talk to Chief Huntley and some of the other firefighters that will be there.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Yeah, coffee, donuts, can't go wrong with that.
Yeah.
And our very own Chief Scott Huntley. That's, again, 9 a.m., the fire department here in Fernley. Great. So that's always good to have. More information. And what else we have? We have this job fair coming up too.
Job fair coming up on October the 13th from 3 to 7 p.m. It's going to be at Fernley High School. There's currently 15 employers that will be there. And the one they had 3-4 months ago, they had 12 employers there. So they've already gotten 15 signed up for this one. So it's already looking like a bigger event than last time. So if you don't have a job, or if you're looking for a new job, or if you have a business that you need an employee, get a hold of the Chamber of Commerce and get yourself a booth set up there so that people can come in, fill out some job applications, or even
and it doesn't cost you anything either.
No, it's free. No,
it's free for the employer, free for the potential employees. So that's really cool. October 13th, 3 to 7 at the high school. Inside the gym, so make sure you make plans. If you're looking for that job and you need a job really bad, it's October 13th from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. It's the second job fair with the Chamber of Commerce and Manpower, so big shout-out to those guys. Awesome.
Also on the 13th is the day that the city is going to hold a special meeting. They had a special meeting last month to go over the water and sewer rate study where they basically all agreed that there will be a water and sewer rate increase, but they haven't decided how much, and there's kind of dispute there about how much it should be. So the first of those discussions are coming up at a special meeting at 5 o'clock at City Hall on the 13th, and that's where they'll start whittling down, get into some nuts and bolts and numbers, and kind of debate a little bit. Some of the council members feel like they should slowly grade up these increases, and the recommendation from the consultant that did the firm was for some pretty steep increases.
Oh wow!
So the study itself is available on the city's website, cityoffernley.org, and you can always get a hold of anybody down at City Hall and get some information on that. But water and sewer rates are definitely going to increase. It's just a question of how much, and you know. So next week we'll start and maybe getting some clarity on that.
Oh, well, yeah. And us homeowners will be looking forward to that, right? Or those who have those bills to pay. But that's all right. It's whatever's necessary that must happen. You can't control it. You just go with it.
And part of the thing is what the whole study was about was the whole infrastructure. You know, some of the homes in the city, they've gone through in the past year and replaced the meters, but that's an ongoing project. They don't replace all of them in a year. They replace a certain number. They also have recently just got this approval to store 10,000 acre feet of Truckee River water and reservoirs upstream, but they can't use that water because the water treatment plant was built to treat groundwater and not surface water.
Oh, wow.
And so whereas you're treating groundwater for minerals, you're treating surface water for bacteria. It's two completely different processes. And so that's part. So the study for the rate increase took into account, you know, all the expense that it would take to retrofit the water treatment plant to be able to do that, and then all these other maintenance projects that they have coming up. So,
well, it's good to know. We'll have to keep an eye on out for that and everything else going on as well. We appreciate you coming in to the studio and sharing with us what's going on in Fernley. I'm sure we'll have much more to talk about next Tuesday as well after we get through this week.
Yeah. There's always something coming
up. There's always something. And if you ever want to find out what that always something is, make sure that you are checking out the FernleyReporter.com website for up to the latest information here in Fernley. That's TheFernleyReporter.com, right?
It's FernleyReporter.com.
Oh, FernleyReporter.com.
Find us on Facebook at The Fernley Reporter.
Okay, so FernleyReporter.com is a website to go to, and if you ever need to email Robert in regards to any of the topics we discussed today and have any questions for him, Robert at FernleyReporter.com.
Facebook.com.
Absolutely. Awesome. Love to hear from everybody.
Awesome. All right. Well, we do this every Tuesday at 4 o'clock here on Biggest Hitter Radio. It's Robert with the Friendly Reporter with J. Pierce Rodriguez. Stick around. Got more music on the way. We'll also take another look at traffic here in just a few.